Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, there's been a lot of conversation around this constitutional convention, the process, the structure, the makeup, and we're lucky to have Ron Fauché join us, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. I said earlier he posted an op-ed piece in NOLA.com about this. He's been around a long time. He's studied the process. He's participated in the process. He understands the process like no other. And, Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Noel. Happy to be here.
I didn't mean to age you, Ron, but you have been around a while, and you've seen a lot of things happen, both at the federal level, the state level, the local level. How surprised are you about this proposed process of this constitutional convention?
Well, there's a few things that are different. Number one, when we had the last constitutional convention, which was almost 50 years ago now, there was a lot of public outcry that the existing constitution, which was at the time, I believe, the longest of any state in the country, and one of the longest, if not the longest, of any democracy in the world, that had been amended many, many times, was outdated, needed to be changed. And there was a sense of that. In the 1970 elections, which occurred right before the election when Edwin Edwards and Bennett Johnston were running for governor, the voters killed all the constitutional amendments on the ballot. And there was, I think, roughly 50 of them. Don't hold me to that number, but it was a lot. And voters killed them all. And so there was a desire for change and a desire for a new constitution that we just don't see or feel right now. So that's one big difference. The other big difference is when that constitution was put together, delegates were elected to that convention by state house districts. So you had 105 delegates. And people were voting for delegates knowing that they would be delegates to the Constitutional Convention, and that's all they would be doing, as opposed to having legislators do it or whatever. Now, legislators could run for the convention, but they have to specifically be elected. And then the governor had 27 appointments. In this particular case, the legislators are going to be delegates, and that means that the people who are delegates, all of them, of that group, will be people who are seeking re-election, you know, to their job in a couple of years after. So that's one change in dynamic. The other change in dynamic was in the current plan that Governor Landry's forces have proposed. the governor would have 27 appointments to the convention as delegates, which is the same amount that Edwin Edwards was given back in 1973. The difference is that you add that to the 144 legislators who would have delegate positions. And the vast majority of the current legislature is aligned with the governor. And so, you know, you add 27 gubernatorial appointments to legislative bodies that are over two to one Republican and strongly aligned with Landry. In effect, you're giving the governor, you know, virtual control of the process. Now, even though Edwin Edwards had an influence on the process last time, he generally stayed hands off on it, except for a few things. And Bubba Henry, who was the chairman of the Constitutional Convention, and I might may add, did a great job with it. You know, handled the mechanics of it, the day to day, and Henry was a pretty independent political force in his own right. So that's a long answer, but it sort of explains the differences between this constitutional convention and the last one. And one other difference is that there was a lot of time to deliberate in the convention over a year, almost 50 years ago. But this constitutional convention, they really have it on a fast track, where as soon as this legislative session's over with, they would have a constitutional convention, and not giving it a whole lot of time, and then it could go on the ballot. So there's a lot of differences between this one and the last one.
Interestingly, we've been, a month or month and a half down the road now since this chatter about this convention started, and yet the administration has not revealed what amendments to the existing state constitution that they have a desire to move to revise statute.
My guess is that they won't. And the reason is once they get into that, you know, figuring out what ingredients make up the gumbo here, you're going to get a lot of public complaint. So my guess is they won't have a new constitution put together until the constitutional convention begins. They would probably unveil a draft at that point. And one thing you just said is important. It's likely that whatever is not put in the new constitution would be put into state law. So somebody couldn't say, well, if you vote for the new constitution, you're abolishing the homestead exemption, let's say. Because they would say, no, it could still be in state law. The difference is that even though it still would be in state law, it would be easier for the legislature to repeal that law than it would be to amend the Constitution to take it out.
And there's no talk about a supermajority vote being required maybe to repeal or amend when they move it to a revised statute, where, you know, my big difficulty is, and I think you will agree with this, one of the reasons we have a lot of amendments to the state constitution is because there's no trust, and folks are getting tired of having to go to the state legislature every year and having members leverage what's, you know, in these amendments if they get removed against, you know, them holding them up to vote on other issues. And so a lot of folks kind of move in a very fast pace to amending the state constitution because they're tired of being browbeat by legislators.
Well, I think that's true. And you know, and there's two reasons to put something in a state constitution. One is to give it protection. You know, the homestead exemption was put in the state constitution specifically to make it difficult to get rid of it. The minimum foundation program, that is the mechanism that determines how public schools are funded in the Louisiana, was deliberately put in the Constitution to make it difficult to change it or to take it out for some political reason. So you're right about that. And, you know, and there are valid reasons back and forth on what should be and what shouldn't be in a state constitution. And on some of these things, you know, there's really no right or wrong. It's the question of, you know, which side are you on? You know, and as I said in the piece, you know, where you sit determines where you stand on something like this. So if you can get something in the Constitution, you're better off because it's protected, and you don't have to go to the legislature every year to keep protecting it.
And part of the problem is that we can point to hundreds, if not thousands, of examples of less than judicious behavior by our elected legislators in the kind of cavalier, whimsical way in which they deal with a lot of these pieces of legislation that can be very harmful to members of the public.
Sure. And that's always possible. And that's one of the reasons why people like to put things in the Constitution. And of course, keep in mind, if you are going to amend the Constitution, you always need a vote of the people. So ultimately, you have to sell it to the voters, or if not, you have to keep the opposition down where they don't hear anything negative about it, which is what's been the case in years past.
Let's focus on that for a moment. I mean, obviously, my opinion is the approach that we've taken thus far is not really an attempt, I think, to gain public trust by any stretch of the imagination. I think, to the contrary, people are probably more skeptical about what is actually happening. It's kind of interesting to me because in the end of this process, the public has to vote on all of these measures, right?
That's right. And if you do put a new constitution on the ballot, you're going to have an election, and voters are going to have to approve it. And one of my guess is that the political strategy that the governor's people are following is that let's move this very quickly and let's get this passed, this constitutional convention, as fast as we can, because the longer we spend on it, the more likely it will be that some controversies would start taking root. You know, do you want the homestead exemption in the Constitution? Do you want funding of public education in the Constitution? The mayors and local officials, do they want home rule powers and in the authority to raise revenues in the Constitution or in the statute books? I mean, all these things can come up. And so before all that takes root, they're hoping to get it done and to get it on the ballot. The problem they have there is, and I don't know to what extent they've thought this through, is, you know, it's easier to kill something, a ballot issue, than it is to pass it. And that's always been pretty much the case in Louisiana and anywhere in the United States. And if there's public doubt about the process or the product of the Constitution they put forward, then it very well could go down to defeat. So you know, it's an important balancing act here. You know, on the one hand, they can push it as fast as they want to if they've got the votes in the legislature to do it. But if they push it too fast and it starts looking like it's being rushed or railroaded or whatever, and a lot of controversies are being hidden, then it could cause a lot of public concern about it. And then when the public has doubts about something like that, they usually vote it down.
You don't think that they're crazy enough to move the homestead exemption to revised statute, do you? I mean, it would seem to me, I mean, that's been a death knell issue for decades now.
I mean, well, guess is,
I don't see that changing.
I'm talking about the
public sentiment. I mean, I don't see it changing.
Well, that right there could kill the whole thing. But my guess is, you see, in theory, what they want to do with the Constitution is to make it lean and short and for it to just be a framework to determine, you know, the branches of government, what powers they have, and individual rights, and those sorts of things. And if you follow that philosophy as purely as they're talking about, then things like the Homestead exemption would be taken out of the Constitution. Now, I don't think the legislators who will be voting in that constitutional convention would vote to do that. So as a practical matter, even though they want to take a lot of things out of the Constitution, you will ultimately find that based on the political strengths of the constituency supporting keeping some things in the Constitution, the convention just may not be able to do it. And if that happens, then what's the use of writing a new Constitution if all those specific things that they want to take out are left in? So you know, from a logical argument, it gets very difficult to defend what they would do as long as we don't know what they will do. And at this stage of the game, we really don't know what they would do.
You know, the interesting thing and where this really gets complex, and the only reason I know it is because I served as the tax collector, when you talk about local governance, right? You mentioned it with the LMA and others being concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to preserve home rule charter, you know, governance and things of that nature. And what a lot of folks it gets to be a pretty complex issue, right, for when you think about it, but more so in the taxing world, because the state's allowed to tax more activities than local government is, even though local government bears the brunt of a lot of the intrusive activities. And it's going to be interesting to see how this weighs out and how this balances out. And I get a sense that there's going to be a move to give the state more expansive powers in that realm and less for local government. When you just look at the ITEP and the governor remove the job requirement, you know, when you think about a manufacturer that comes here, we've given away the property tax. Manufacturers are exempt from sales taxes. I talked to some state legislators, and they didn't even realize that. And I said, now you've taken the jobs. They have nothing to comply with, and they're not paying for literally anything. And, you know, so when I look at that and I look where we're headed down this path, this could be a real dangerous, slippery slope for local government. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's true, and I think because of that, you would see mayors and sheriffs and district attorneys and council members from around the state looking very hard at what they would be doing here and lobbying very hard, you know, what they would be doing. And if they do start pulling out some of those protections, then they will work very hard to kill the new Constitution when it comes up for a ballot. So, you know, the issues you point there are real issues. And again, the way the legislature could solve the problem is just to keep the status quo, you know, keep all these things in the Constitution. And as I asked before, if you're going to do all that, why do you need a new Constitution?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. We got, what, 200-plus amendments to the state Constitution? Is that right?
Yeah, about 216. Yeah.
216. If you remove 30, you know, I mean, how do you define success? And you know, I mean, you go through the exercise for what? For the sake of the exercise? I don't get exactly, because there's been no clear delineation by this administration in the end. What is it in the totality of circumstances that you're trying to accomplish? Right. Going back
right.
to as you define the framework so eloquently. It's like we're getting nada, nothing. and here we are. We're on the cusp of this. What are we, about potentially 6 weeks away from from this thing starting?
And if it gets through the legislature. Yeah.
And we know nothing.
Yeah. And the, you know, the other thing, the alternative the legislature would have would be instead of rewriting the whole Constitution, they could just propose an amendment to the Constitution that would clean up some of the, you know, what would commonly believed to be too many specifics in the Constitution, particularly in Article 7, which is the revenue and finance section. And then they could take that, put that on the ballot, and you're not opening Pandora's box for all the rest of the articles of the Constitution to be put on the block.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to – I don't know. I think when you take – this is obviously in the realm of the political world and governance. This is about as big as it gets, right? I mean
– It is. This is it.
And I just I get the sense and I feel this kind of I don't know, Ron, this minimization of this process. It's no big deal. We're going to move that to revised statutes and everything's going to be hunky dory. Well, not really.
I mean, well, it may not be that way. I mean, that may be their intention. And maybe they have the control over the legislature to actually do that. I don't know that they do.
What about the next governor, the next administration?
Well, that's right.
Next speaker, sure. The next president of the Senate. You know, I mean, I'm sure you're like me. I don't like being held hostage to one's whims.
No, and that's why people want to put things in constitutions. So the whim of the day, the political slogan of the day, doesn't knock something out that some years later people will say, wait a minute, we should have had that. We should have kept that. So you're right. And that's what a constitution is about.
Yeah, I just hope folks get really involved. Start asking.
Well, people need to watch this. You know, people really need to watch this. This isn't just a bill or some technical thing. If they, you know, launch an actual constitutional convention, everything is on the table. And one thing that I point out is, you know, compared to 50 years ago, the last time we had this process, you didn't have national interest groups for everything loaded with money, who would have the ability to come to the state and to pour money into campaigns in the state to affect this and to put things in the Constitution that they want. You know, does Louisiana want to become a battleground for these national issues?
Absolutely. And they all have a 5-star rating system, right? And it's a question of how many stars we're going to get. How about no stars and we just do this right? Ron Fauché, as always, enjoy your opinion on these matters. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.